Alaska's redistricting board issued two main options plus an alternative that set new district lines for the House and the Senate. Wrangell is now in House District 2, along with Petersburg, Sitka, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Port Alexander, Baranof-Warm Springs, and Kuprinoff. In both draft options, Wrangell would be in what is considered District 1, with Ketchikan, Thorne Bay, Kaufman Cove, and Petersburg. Wrangell's mayor, Jeremy Maxson, says that makes sense.
What it does is it groups us with a community who we have political, cultural, and economic similarities with. And it also makes it a lot easier to get to. Right now, for instance, I have to go to Sitka today, and it will take me from the afternoon jet until anywhere from midnight to 1 in the morning to get to Sitka. Okay, it's not very far from here. But Ketchikan, if we had an elected House member from Petersburg, Wrangell, or Ketchikan, you know, that person can easily access their constituents at a much lower cost and a much smaller amount of time. And so I think that's definitely a benefit for all three of our communities.
He says he likes the idea of having the district compact and of similar demographics, but sees issues with the current option plans that could impact Wrangell. He hopes Wrangell does not end up being grouped with a community larger than Sitka, and says it will be hard for someone from Wrangell to run for office against larger communities.
And a lot of communities are concerned that if they're a small, real small, a couple hundred people, and they get lumped in with a community that has thousands of people, it will be very difficult for someone from that community to ever be elected to office.
He also worries that the proposed boundary lines put part of Wrangell's borough in a different district.
We want to make sure that our borough boundaries are intact. Right now, the Stickeen River Basin, Ann, and the Bradfield Corridor are not included in our district. And I think it's clear that we need to maintain our boundary, our political boundaries as much as possible. It just eliminates confusion and questions down the road of, who should we be asking money for projects that aren't necessarily in our legislative district, but are in our borough.
The Wrangell Municipal Staff favors the redistricting board's alternative proposal for Southeast, which keeps Wrangell in a House district with Ketchikan, but not Petersburg. It also adds Craig and some other Prince of Wales communities. Borough Manager Timothy Rooney says he would like to keep the boundary borders intact.
One of the, I think, goals of the group is to, when they go through the redistricting, is to try to respect borough boundaries. And this would be a case where those borough boundaries aren't being respected by the redistricting board, and not apparently for any need to for population. There aren't a lot of people that live in either one of those areas that they need to draw the line there. So it would just make more sense to us for those areas to be included in Wrangell's district.
Wrangell's current Senate district includes Ketchikan and parts of Prince of Wales Island, including Sitka and Petersburg. One redistricting board option would match it with Kodiak and Seward across the Gulf of Alaska. The other option would combine it with Prince William Sound and communities not far from Fairbanks. Rooney would like to keep Wrangell in a Senate district that includes nearby communities. He says he can't see anything positive about having Southeast region tied to other parts of the state.
This area would have similar concerns, whereas once you get over to other Gulf communities of Alaska or anything on over on the Aleutians, some of the concerns and some of the things that they're fighting may be a little bit different than the important issues for us.
Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson says she doesn't like any of the plans. One reason is that the plans would put her in the same district with another incumbent representative. And she says one of her biggest concerns is spreading out the district.
For the people, I think the more compact it is, the better it is for you to be represented easier. And the more that you have in common with all the towns involved, the better it is.
Wrangell municipal officials urge the community to ask questions about redistricting and what the options are. The redistricting board will hold a public hearing on May 2nd to discuss the three proposals and give public comment. The meeting will be at the Nolan Center from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. In Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.